Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, my name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm thrilled to get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. Hey, if you live in our community, I want to invite you to be part of Make Sense Weekend. It's coming up March 17th, 18th, and 19th. The 17th is all about marriages. It's going to be a great date night here at the church with our guest speaker, Andy Savage. And then Andy's going to be with us also on Saturday for a parenting conference and then Sunday morning for our 9:30 and 11 worship services. Now, this is going to be a great, great weekend. You can be part of Friday or Saturday or both. And just swing by sugarhill.church/register to learn more about it and to invest in your family. Well, today on the podcast, we're thinking about this idea of love and the idea that you can actually grow love like a garden. Now, for any of you that actually garden, you know that when you plant something, it takes time for you to see the results. It just doesn't happen automatic. It just doesn't happen in just a moment. I think that's true even of love. I think sometimes we have this idea that love ought to happen quickly, that it ought to happen on its own, that it ought to grow automatically. We think, hey, when I get married, they're automatically going to know me and they're automatically going to know what I desire, but that's just not true. And sometimes when we find out that life really isn't that way and that love doesn't act that way, sometimes we think, well, maybe it didn't work. Maybe I made a mistake. But I read this recently. It said, like plants, love needs water to grow. Like soil, love needs the right nourishment to flourish. Like flowers, love needs light to thrive. And I think that's right. I think in all of our lives that we can plant the seeds that lead to a healthy love life in our home, whether you're married or single, whether you're thinking about a mate, these are ways that we can grow love. The first thing is we've got to plant the right kind of seed. We have got to plant the right kind of seed. The easiest seed for anybody to plant, the more natural one, is to plant the seed that I call me. We focus on ourselves. We focus on our own desires. And it's easy to think when we get married or when we're living with family, it's easy to think, well, they ought to know me. They ought to know what I like and what I don't like. They ought to love me automatically. And if we're not careful, what ends up happening is we plant this seed that we call me. Well, in the great love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says this in verses 4 and 5. He says, love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. And then listen to this last phrase. It does not insist on its own way. And so this is Paul's way of saying, look, when it comes to planting the seed of love, it's not about me. It's about how can I serve the people I'm in relationship with. That is the best kind of seed, the seed of serving those people that are in our lives. A great book to check out is a book called Love and Respect. And in it, the author talks about the idea that at the end of the day, every husband wants to feel respected and every wife wants to feel loved. Well, what happens when we're planting the wrong seed that we're calling me, what ends up happening is when we live that way, our wives don't feel loved, and in return, the husband doesn't feel respected, and it just goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so the best way, one of the best ways to plant the right kind of seed is number one, to serve, to ask the question, how can I serve this person that's in my life? Number two, once we've planted the right seed, then number two, we must remove the weeds of selfishness. We must remove the weeds of selfishness. Every time you plant something, there's going to be stuff that wants to try to snuff out the life of whatever you planted. Well, selfishness is one of those things that can snuff out this sense of love. Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 13 in verses 5 and 6, he says, it is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but it rejoices with the truth. Sometimes what ends up happening whenever we get focused on self is arrogance begins to rise up, rudeness begins to rise up, self-centeredness begins to rise up, we get easily angered, and we end up holding on to every wrong that that person we're in relationship has done against us. And what we need to do is when it begins to rear its ugly head, we need to get rid of that weed. We need to get it at its root. See, if all we do is take a weed eater to weeds, they'll grow back. And so if you want to actually get rid of it, if you want to get rid of that thing that's competing against love, go down to the root, go down to the core issue. And oftentimes the core issue is not about the person that we're in relationship with. It's something underneath the surface in our own lives. And that takes hard work. So number one, plant the right kind of seed of service. Number two, remove the weeds of selfishness, and that requires a lot of internal work. And then number three, water it with a whole lot of grace. We need a lot of grace for love to grow. The easiest thing is to get self-centered. The easiest thing is to keep a long record of how somebody has wronged us. But here's what Paul says in verse 7. He says, love bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. And it endures, yes, all things. This is Paul's way of saying that love can overcome anything. See, when it comes to relationships and when it comes to growing love in our lives, it requires us to lean more towards grace than condemnation. See, in every one of our lives, and I believe it's Andy Stanley that says this, he says, in every one of our relationships, there's a gap. And that gap is between what we expect and what reality actually is. Whenever there's a gap between what we expected when we got into this relationship and what actually happens, we get to choose what we fill it with. Are we going to fill that gap with assuming the worst, or are we going to fill that gap by believing the best? That's what watering it with grace is all about, to say, you know what? In this moment, I may not feel loved, I may not sense it, but instead of accusation and instead of assuming the worst, I'm going to make a choice to believe the best. I love how Paul started this whole passage. He says in verse 4, love is both patient and it's kind. So today, I want to encourage you, start sowing the seeds that grow love like a garden in your life. It starts with the right seed of service. It goes on to say, you know what, I'm going to get rid of the weeds of selfishness. And it's fueled by us watering it with a whole lot of grace. That in whatever relationship we're in, we can today begin to say, you know what, I'm going to believe the best instead of assuming the worst. When's the best time to grow this garden of love? The best time is now. And so I want to encourage you to do that today. Hey, have a great day today. And if we can pray for you in any way, shoot us an email, just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we would be glad to lift you up today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.